But we do have the wonderful John Atkinson with his business bulletin. Hello, John.
This is a business bulletin for Bishop FM. The European Commission has published two draft policy papers to set out the EU's position on Brexit negotiations with the UK. The first paper outlines the protections the Commission wants for EU nationals living in the UK and Britons living in other member states. The second paper discusses the factors that must be taken into account when calculating the financial settlement the UK must pay when it leaves the EU. In the second paper, the Commission states that the financial settlement should be based on the principle that the UK must honour its share of the financing of all the obligations undertaken while it was a member of the Union. The Department for Communities and Local Government has provided local authorities in England and Wales with the paperwork they need to implement the discretionary business rate relief scheme, which was announced in March 2017. This follows a report claiming that almost 25,000 businesses that have lost their small business rates relief had not received any help from their local authority. DCLG has also encouraged local authorities to contact ratepayers who are eligible for relief as soon as possible. The European Commission has agreed a number of reforms to the European Venture Capital Fund's regulations to improve access to venture capital for startups and small and medium-sized firms. The Vice President for the Euro and Social Dialogue said, "The reforms we have agreed, expanding investment possibilities for funds, broadening the range of eligible managers and simplifying administration, will help investor capital reach the SMEs that need it. An increase in the rate of insurance premium tax may make insurance more expensive for millions of individuals and firms," the British Insurance Brokers Association has warned. The rate of IPT was increased from 10% to 12% on the 1st of June. IPT is charged as a percentage of the insurance premiums. Mike Cherry, National Chairman of the FSB, said, "If insurance premiums continue to increase, small firms' take-up of insurance will begin to dip, and it will be those most at risk that will be affected." This has been John Atkinson for Bishop FM.